Welcome to the Bible Girl Podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I have a great love for God's Word, journal writing, and gel pens in every color. I combine these loves into one great passion, studying God's Word. Well, it's just a few days until 2016 shows up, and I'd like to talk to you just a little bit today about some reflection and planning for this past year and for the year to come. If you go to my podcast page, which is BibleGirl.podbean.com, you will find along the side there will be a link that says New Year Reflection, and you can download that, click on that link, and it will open to a download page where you can download some worksheets that I'm going to be referring to during our talk today. I wanted to do this. Every year I sit down on New Year's Eve and I read through my journals from the year. And I kind of just spend some time praying and thinking about what God has been able to do for me that year, where I've seen God, what he's worked in my heart, and where he might be leading me in the future. And I was thinking last year that it would be nice to kind of make some notes on that. I usually just read through it and pray, but I thought all these years I've been doing that, I really should have been keeping some notes to kind of sum up my year and where I see the next year headed. And it would be kind of fun to read that as well, just to kind of look and see what my hopes and my dreams were for the beginning of the year and where I saw God work in my circumstances and in my life. And so I started working on this little list of things that I could make up and kind of keep in my journal. And I decided that maybe someone else might benefit from it as well. So I'm going to kind of go over it with you as our podcast today and explain it to you. And once again, I encourage you to go to that page and download it. You can also find the link on my blog. And I'll be referring to a couple other things that are on my blog a little bit later as well and give you that blog address in just a moment. So let's talk about reflecting on the year that's passed. 2015, we just have a couple more days to kind of live in 2015. And so it's a good time to look back at the year. During the month of December, you notice if you watch the news or read things online, you'll notice they're starting to come out with all these lists. They've been doing it for weeks already. The best music of 2015, the top 15 people in the news for this year, the most forwarded YouTube videos of 2015. Everybody's kind of looking back over the year and compiling their list. And so I'd like to start there. Psalm 143 verse 5 says, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. You know, a few weeks ago in the podcast, we talked about Gideon and the people in after Joshua's time who forgot the things that God had done for them. And because they forgot, they strayed from him. And I think that's why this verse in Psalms has always really spoke to me, because we don't want to get to that place. I don't want to get to that place. I don't want to get to the place where I forget all the amazing things God has done for me. I want to be able to ponder them, to think about them, to remember the ways that God has been faithful. That increases my trust in him so that the next time something comes, I have all of these stories in my head of what God has already been doing. Why would God fail me now? He's been here with me all these other times. So it's important to ponder and meditate what God has done. Think about the work that he has done. And so I have some questions to kind of help you look over your past year and ask just kind of three questions to sum up what God has been doing. And the first question is, how did God show his faithfulness to me? Where was God faithful to me throughout the year? Now, I'm going to promise you that list would be exhaustive if you could remember everything and knew every single way that God had been faithful to you in a year. You'd never get the list compiled. Lots of the faithfulness, lots of the things that God does to us and the ways he is faithful to us go unnoticed by us. But there are many that we do notice. And so what have some of them been? To help you on this little worksheet, I printed out there a list of a lot of the names of God, the parts of God's character, or the roles that God has shown throughout scripture and how he works in the world. And that might give you some places to start. Like, God is our healer. He's the great physician. So how has he healed you this year? Did you go through something difficult physically? Were you sick a lot? Did someone, maybe someone in your family struggled with a grave illness and they were able to recover? Or maybe someone was healed because God took them home and they now have perfect health and they will never be sick again. How has God healed this year for you? How has God healed you emotionally or spiritually? How has God healed relationships in your life? How has God been your provider? How has he met your needs? How has he been your defender? How has he stood up and spoke for you when you couldn't defend yourself? How has he been your strong tower? How has he been your light in the darkness? All of these things on this list are good ways to start to think about what God has done over the past year. And where has he been? What has he been doing? And write those out. I give you some line spaces. That might not be enough. Go ahead and take some journal pages maybe and just write them out. How did God show his faithfulness to you this year? The next question you could ask is, where did God lead me? You know, where are the places that I've been this year that were clearly the hand of God? Where did he take me? Did he take me to a location? You know, last year I went to Russia on a mission trip, and that was something I journaled a lot about at the end of the year. The fear of going to a place where I didn't know the language and the not having a car or access to money. Just all these different things were very, to someone who likes to make her list and check it twice and three times and four times just to be sure, that uncertainty was a big step for me. But God, he clearly led me there, and he was faithful while I was there. So what are those ways that God has led you somewhere? Maybe it's, you know, leading you to a new way of thinking, or maybe it's a new location. Maybe you had to pack up and move your family this year and God led you to a new city or a new school or a new church. Where has God been leading you this year? How have you seen him move? And then the question number three is what did God teach me? Through God showing his faithfulness and his leading me in different directions, what have I learned? Have I learned to trust him more? Have I learned that he always shows up? Have I learned that his timing isn't always my timing, but that it's usually for the best? Always for the best. What have I learned this year? What has God taught me? Has he taught me the joy of spending time with him? Or has he taught me how to be kinder or to love others better? Has he taught me something? What have I learned this year? How am I different this year than January 1st? In these last few days of December, how did God show his faithfulness? Where did he lead you? And what did he teach you? I think if you were to start to compile that list in these next few days before the new year, I think you would have, even if this Christmas season's been difficult for you, I think that you'll have some hope and some faith. Because when we track out the movements of God and we see where he's been, and we see where he's been in our lives, and we see what he's doing, we know that he is not ever giving up and he's not ever stopping his work in us. And so he's going to carry that on. He's going to carry that right into 2016. So that leads me to three kind of questions that we can think about in the coming year. I love the verse in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. It says, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This is a great verse. This is like, to me, this is January 1st scripture memory. This is a great verse. I'm doing something new. It's coming. It's here. Don't you see it? I'm going to make a way through the wilderness and I'm going to spring up water where it's been dry and dusty. That is what God will do in your heart. And that's what God will do in your life. So let's think about that a little bit. What is God stirring up in me? Is the first question you need to answer as you go into this new year. Where is God stirring me? What is something that I'm noticing more that I've never noticed before? What is something that bugs me that I feel God wants me to do something about? What is something that I've always been able to ignore and now I can't? What is something that God has been hammering away at me? Oftentimes, I've said before on podcasts, you know what this is because it's been in every song you've listened to. No matter what the pastor preaches on, he mentions it every single Sunday. You hear it on the radio, the podcast. You hear it in conversation. You read it in a book. You might even see it on a billboard. When God has a point to get across to you, he's going to use a lot of different sources to do it. And you feel like all at once, all you're hearing is that one thing over and over and over again. What is he stirring up inside of you? What is being just, you can't get it out of your head because God is just constantly bringing it to your mind. In addition to that, a good question to ask is how will I connect with God this year? How will I do that? And I've talked a lot about that in the past. In fact, I want to recommend podcast number 24, which is a podcast I did back in the beginning of September. I think I posted it the very first Friday in September. That podcast is on the idea of a fresh start. It's how to jump in with a new start with God. So there's a lot of things in there about, you know, certain times of the year, kids go back to school, New Year's, the beginning of summer. Those seem to be reset times. And so this is a good reset. If you've been struggling to follow a reading plan, or you've had difficulty connecting with God, or even just at Christmas time, the pace that we're under, even when we try to slow it down, the pace is much more frantic than it is at other times of the year. And so maybe, you know, you've just fallen behind, or you can't keep up, or maybe you just given up entirely for a week or two because it's just too much going on. This is a reset. This is a fresh start. So podcast 24 will give you some suggestions. Also on my blog, which is BibleGirlPodcast.tumblr.com. And remember, Tumblr doesn't have an E. It's TUMBLR.com. If you go to that website, there are some links to some great resources for getting into God's Word. The She Reads Truth website, which is something I personally use quite a bit. They're starting in Genesis in January. The First Five book and app is available. Their companion guide is available right now, I think, and they're going to be doing Exodus after the holidays. Also, the If Equip gathering, I'm not sure what they're doing, but those are devotionals that you can get emailed to you, or you can visit the website and have some videos on there. You can check all of those out. And of course, remember, YouVersion Bible app, or on your laptop or tablet, has an amazing number of resources of reading plans. How will you connect with God? How will you spend time in His Word? How will you pray? What will you do? Will you journal? Will you kind of pick a spot in your house? I know the movie, The War Room, kind of got people thinking about like a little spot that you could put aside where you could spend time with God. Do you have a place? Do you have a mindset of where you will be? Maybe you can't, you know, set aside a place, but where will you meet with God? How will you do that? Where will you go? What will you do? Make a plan, because we are not as good at keeping up with things if we don't make plans. That's just how it is. Make sure that you pencil it in your calendar, or put it on your reminders app on your phone or something, that you will be consistent in spending time with God. I always like to remind people in any kinds of conversation, something you can consistently do over time is better than some big, huge, grand plan that you can do for a week and then give up because it's too much. If you are the kind of person to make those kinds of mistakes where you just overestimate what you really can reasonably do in a certain frame of time, and you become weary when you can't keep up with your expectations. If you're that kind of person, when you make your plan, I would recommend cutting about 25% right off the top of it. Just lop 25% off of that plan, because I think you're going to find that if you can make a plan that's doable and that's you can be consistent at, you're going to find a lot more joy than having one wonderful 3 or 4 day time period where you're just really soaking in the Word and then you're exhausted and you can't pick it back up again for 3 months because you're discouraged. So make sure you ask yourself that question: how will I connect with God this year? God is stirring something up in you. He wants you to take action. He wants you to do something about that. He needs you to connect with Him. You need to connect with Him to understand what He's doing in your life and where He wants you to go. And then the third question that would be a good one to answer is, what will I trust God to do this year? What am I trusting God to do that only He can do? You know, I look at people's goals sometimes. I know I'm such a planner, and a lot of people will come to me and talk to me about that in my role, in my full-time job working for a church. I sometimes get people will share with me their goals or something I can be praying about for them in the new year. And I love those conversations. They're some of the most enjoyable parts of my job when I can talk about people and where they think God is leading them. And that's just really fun for me. But often I see people's goals and I realize that's not really a goal. That's something that God has to do. Your goals should be something you can do. Now, certainly we need God's help to do everything that we do. But there are certain things that only God can do. I'll give you a really easy example of this. Is I would not put on your list of goals for 2016 to win your husband or your parents or your neighbor or your coworker to Christ. That should not be a goal because only Christ can do that. That decision to trust Christ is something that the Holy Spirit works within them to do. Now, your goal could be to find an opportunity to share God's love with them every day, or to find an opportunity to share what God has done in your life, your testimony with them. Or it might be to invite them to your church or to bring them along with you to youth group or whatever it is. Those are good goals, but only God can reach into a person's heart and change it. So make sure that you, as you think about what God is stirring up in you, that you put what you need to do separate from what God needs to do and ask yourself, what am I trusting that God will do this year? That's your prayer list right there for this year. What am I trusting God to do? My mom's been looking for a job and she's been doing her part. She's been going to classes and she's been learning some new things. She's been tweaking her resume. She's been applying jobs. She's been going on interviews. She's been learning as much as she can. She's been doing her part, but the rest of it's out of her hands. She's trusting that God will turn the hearts of the people who read her resume toward her, and that God will provide this job for her. So there's only so much she can do. She's trusting for God to do his part. So what are you trusting God for this year? And here's why I think that is a really important question to ask. It's because so many of us get caught up in trying to do things that are impossible for us. And so we do nothing. We think that I can't win them to the Lord, so I'm just going to let God do it. And you sit back and you don't do anything about it. We need to do our part too. So what are we trusting God for? And then we move on to a separate part of the worksheet. And this last part is just on my goals for the year. What do I need to do? What is it? Now that I look and I see what God has done for me this last year and where God led me, and now I ask the questions about what God is stirring up with me this year, and how do I plan to partner with him by connecting daily with him and consistently. And these are the things that I'm not going to attempt to do because they're God's job. Once we get all of those things on paper, then we can move to the next section where we talk about what do I want to accomplish this year and what are my goals. And I have a goal worksheet on there. It's kind of basic, but it'll help you get started on making some goals and breaking them down into manageable steps. I'm not one to do resolutions very much anymore. I have a personal manifesto that I try to meditate on throughout the year that kind of guides the decisions that I make. I also am very, I've always chosen kind of a word or a theme for my year. And I've always done that really just to kind of give me a little bit of direction in prayer. And I enjoy doing that, but I don't set a huge amount of resolutions. I do set some goals every year, some tangible things that I want to accomplish. These are not, you know, they're not huge. They're usually very basic and small. I have been pushing myself to set some bigger goals, but I also am a little hesitant to try to do too grandiose goals because I get easily discouraged, as many people do, and we just can't seem to make them happen. I have really been, in the last few years, have really been blessed by setting a lot of small, consistent steps. And I just want to take the next step. What is the next step? This is where I want to go. What is the next step I can take tomorrow? What can I do tomorrow that'll push me toward that goal? And so a goal worksheet is kind of helpful to give you those goals. And then in my worksheet, I just have a place to list what are the steps to get there. And then each month when you sit down and you kind of work on your month, if you do that, I'm a planner, I plan by the month. I kind of look at those things and I see, well, what's the next step on this list that'll get me toward that goal? And I find that very, very helpful. So that's kind of how I do goal planning. So I'll have that worksheet for you as well in the download. I'm really excited about what I have coming up. I'm going to be working through a passage of scripture over the course of several weeks in January. I will probably take a week off or so at the end of that series and then start back up with something different in February. And I have a good many podcasts planned out. As you know, I'm not always good at keeping a real good schedule going because finding the quiet time to record and then to edit the podcast is a little harder for me. But I have lots of notes written and lots of podcasts ready to go when I get the time. So hopefully I'll be able to do that. I'm changing around my schedule a little bit next year and hopefully we'll have a chance to do a little more recording as we go. I thank you so much for being here with me this year, for listening to the podcast. It means a lot to me to know that I have listeners when I go onto my page and I see that 58 people have listened to the podcast since I posted it, or I'm nearly at 3,000 plays now for the whole podcast series, which is exciting. It's really nice to know that you're being blessed and that you're listening, and that's my goal. I really enjoy being able to take God's word and take the things that God is teaching me and to pour them into someone else. And so I appreciate your being here on the journey with me. I wish you a wonderful 2016. I can't wait to share what God has been teaching me in the months and the weeks ahead. I pray that God will bless you in a special way, that your 2016 will be a year where you see God work and where you see God move in a way you never have before. Thanks for joining me today. If you have questions or comments, you can email me at BibleGirlPodcast@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Goodreads, and Pinterest under the username Jessie L. Robinson. And that's Jessie with an I, J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. You can get articles, show notes, links to things referred to on the podcast, and more on my Tumblr blog, which is BibleGirlPodcast.tumblr.com. Links to all my social media and blog sites are on the podcast page at BibleGirl.podbean.com.